Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com. This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
It is very nearly a quarter to six. I'm absolutely delighted that we have reinstated this segment. I think it's absolutely crucial that at the end of the day, we have a roundup of the news that's happening in Israel. My first guest on the newly instituted segment is Anne Hertzberg, legal advisor for NGO Monitor. Hello, Anne, and thanks for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, as I say, this is a newly instituted segment, kind of going to go with whatever it is that is on the making Israeli news this afternoon is something that I would like to talk about. I've raised some issues, jotted down a couple that I'd like to raise with you today. If I've left anything off or if there's anything that you'd like to talk about, please, this is a conversation, not an interrogation. But I would like to start off with the issue of bringing back the bodies. This seems to be front news story on most of the Israeli press this afternoon. What have been the developments today? Where are we and why is this as crucial as it is?
Yeah, so the central part of the deal that Israel and Hamas agreed to last week was that all of the hostages would be coming home. And that included both living hostages and the bodies of murdered hostages. And as we know, thank God, on Monday, all of the living hostages came home. But beginning on Monday, Hamas has only been releasing bodies here and there. So today, again, there were two more bodies that were released, but there are thought to be approximately 28 dead hostages, and about eight bodies have been returned so far. So Hamas has definitely been reneging on its agreements, essentially. And it's really important for these families so that they can get closure. It's because there's always a hope. Maybe this person really isn't dead. Maybe they're alive. And so by bringing back the bodies, not only can they get a proper burial and be treated with respect, the families themselves can begin to heal and really, you know, start the grieving process. Because right now they've, again, been living in 2 years of torture.
I'm trying to get my head around the fact whether Hamas is playing games with Israel, whether this is a power play. Why did they agree to return them if they can't find them?
It's so hard to know with Hamas. I mean, you know, of course they're going to play games. It does seem strange. I mean, I'm sure there are some bodies it's having difficulty locating, or perhaps they're held by other terror groups in the Strip. It's Hamas we're dealing with. They're a terrorist organization. They're untrustworthy. And they just can't stop fighting. So it's not surprising that they're blowing up the deal and not working harder to get back all of the bodies like they said they would.
Another headline that made the Times of Israel a little earlier this afternoon was the fact that the U.S. is denying that Hamas is violating the agreed deal. And yet, at the same time, they are aiming to set up a zone for those fleeing Hamas. I mean, it almost seems to be a contradictory thought. They're not violating the deal, yet they're shooting people dead in the streets. People are fleeing. They need to create a safe zone. Is America just wanting this deal to work at all costs, that they refusing to see the truth which is in front of their eyes? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are some contradictory messages coming out from the United States, because Donald Trump has been pretty strong about this on his social media, that Hamas has to release all of the hostage bodies now. But I do think also the U.S. is incredibly invested in the deal holding. You know, Donald Trump came to Israel on Monday and gave a speech at the Knesset, and then went to Sharm el Sheikh and had this international meeting where they signed agreements. And I don't think anybody in the region wants to really go back to fighting, you know. So I think, yeah, it's right now it's precisely politics and just trying to keep this thing together so that it doesn't degenerate again.
Are Israelis positive? And sorry, I'm going off script here because this wasn't in any newspaper this afternoon. But Israelis, do they have any faith at all in the remaining provisions of the agreement, i.e. that Hamas needs to be disarmed and removed from power? Do they think this can happen?
I think just, you know, being Israeli and talking to people over the past few days, I think most people, you know, are very happy the fighting has stopped for the time being. You know, most of the reservists have come home. So from that perspective, for family members that are in the IDF, it's a relief. Also, it's been quiet, you know, but we all, you know, with the Houthis, you know, so there's relief from that. I think, though, I don't think anyone is operating under the illusions that Hamas is going to willingly disarm, and that they don't, and that it's not going to be an incredibly difficult, if not impossible, process to disarm Hamas. But really, I think for most people, it was getting the living hostages back was really the most important thing.
Yeah, I agree.
And they were willing to, and people are just willing to, people were okay with the agreement. I mean, not everyone, but I would say the vast majority of people were. But, you know, also Iran still hangs over our heads. So we're not totally, you know, feeling a complete sense of peace or, you know, that things are over.
You spoke about the Houthis, and it's been quiet on that front. I've got the Times of Israel open in front of me right now, something I've seen that I didn't see half an hour ago, reporting that the Houthi military chief dies, the group says, and Israel claims responsibility. Apparently, the military commander of the Houthi rebels in Yemen, Mohammed al-Ghamari, has died, the Iranian-backed group announced Thursday afternoon. So I hope it remains quiet. I'm not so sure, though, that it will. Have you heard anything about that breaking story, or is that just hot off the press?
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that. I don't know if that was from something that just happened today, or maybe he had been injured. Perhaps he was injured in an earlier operation and passed away from injuries.
Yeah, it could have been that bomb blast. Yeah, that could have been.
Yeah.
The other thing that I saw that kind of just made me smile, because I know there are going to be a lot of people who kind of upset by it. Apparently, Tommy Robinson, the, I don't know what to refer to him as, the controversial UK figure who's very supportive of Israel, has been posting pictures of himself at Ben Gurion Airport. He's arrived, and the British Jews are quite upset about that.
Yeah, so that has created a bit of controversy in the UK. I'm not sure how many people in Israel actually know who he is, to tell you the truth. I know he was invited by the government to come, one of the ministers, and I believe the government paid for his trip. And he's having a talk in Tel Aviv on Saturday night. So I don't know how large that venue is or if it's a sold out. I imagine it's probably sold out and there'll be several thousand people there. But yeah, the British Jewish community, at least large segments of it, were not very happy about it. So I don't know what that means in terms of diaspora relations with the Israeli government. Certainly among certain segments in the UK, I think it's going to strain things.
The other story that caught my eye that made my stomach turn was the following. Anti-Israel rioters break store window, light fires as thousands march in Barcelona. This is after the ceasefire.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I think it puts to the lie that these ceasefire marches from day one were not really about a ceasefire. They were doing it when Israel was under tremendous military pressure and want Israel to lose. You know, so the marches were to do things that would hamper and harm Israel militarily via these protests, and that's continuing because of that. And also, it also, you know, demonstrates that this is about anti-Semitism. It's not just quote-unquote anti-Zionism for anyone who believes those things are different. And then the other thing, I think it demonstrates how Spain has become always an polls regarding anti-Semitism in Europe. Spain ranks amongst the highest levels of anti-Semitism. That's been going on for many years. But I think it also reflects that the prime minister of Spain has been crazy in the past 6 months or year. He's been one of the most unstable leaders.
He's off his head. He's the one who asked for nuclear weapons so he could nuke Israel. I mean, the man is completely certifiably nuts.
Exactly. And he's a vociferous hater of Israel, even to the detriment of his own country. It may blow up Spain's role in NATO if they may get kicked out of NATO. So this guy is a lunatic, as you say, and the Spanish people, I can't imagine most Spanish people want this person as their leader, but at least for the moment, he is, unfortunately.
And we got to leave it there. I'm being told by my producer, I got to go. Thank you for doing the first Reinstated Israel report with me this afternoon. Really appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Time. Thank you.
Great.
And I just want to go very quickly to the SMS line where Unsigned said, please can I have the last song's name? For sure you can. It's called One More Dance, and it's a collaboration between Yonatan Razel and Shulem.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.